Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the Nathan Sexton Band and their debut CD, Grave. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Nathan Sexton is a young singer-songwriter based out of Atlanta with a debut CD that is big on ideas and scope and low on filler. It's hard to imagine an album called Grave being an engaging listen filled with songs that speak about moving forward on this journey that we call life, but that's what we get on this debut album. I had a chance to speak with Nathan Sexton about his new CD and the path that led him to writing songs, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Grave, here is Nathan Sexton Band with Avalon.
Leaving your house, out of the driveway, every road returns to the highway. Say goodbye, it's time to travel on.
Because Avalon needs.
From the CD Grave, that was the Nathan Sexton Band with Avalon. Visit the band at www.reverbnation.com/NathanSextonBand. I had a chance to speak with Nathan over the phone about his new release, and here's how it went.
Well, Grave is an interesting title for such a vibrant piece of... it's an interesting title for such a vibrant album from a guy as young as you are. Why that title?
Right. I'm sure, you know, with the name it has a negative kind of connotation, but, you know, with, if you kind of dig deeper and you listen to the album a little more closely, you can see it has a more uplifting kind of message. You know, it's one of redemption and one of, you know, trying to move forward, whatever struggle it is that you're going on with your life. You know, I try to write subjectively, so the listener can identify with what I'm going through as well as what they're going through. You know, so you know, to further add to that, it's kind of dedication to, you know, I've had a lot of friends, you know, whether it was an accident, you know, that they had no control over, you know, car accident, or whether they overdosed, or just, you know, whatever, they have, you know, I feel like maybe left before their time, you know. And so the song itself, Grave, was kind of some closure for myself with that.
And now that the CD is out there for everybody to hear, and all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
You know, as an artist, you know, I was talking to some friends of mine we did a show with, and we were talking about that, and you know, it's like you're never really satisfied. If you are satisfied, I tend to question that. You know, I've only been recording for about 10 years now, just on my own. But you know, I could probably re-record that album 10 times and then find something that I wished I could, you know, go back and you know, redo or something, or maybe change this or that in retrospect, you know. But you know, overall, I'm really pleased with it, especially the songwriting and the arrangement. Production wise, you know, I recorded it in my own studio, and I feel like I did everything that I could do with what I have, you know. And so that in itself, I think, is progress. So.
Talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I was very fortunate. You know, my dad was a musician himself. He was a drummer. He played in bands in, like, the 70s and 80s. So I was kind of grew up in going to bars and venues and stuff, and seeing that whole scene. And what's more, my mother put me in piano lessons at a really young age, and that was, you know, having that background in theory and piano growing up really was just like it's like a compass for anything else that you want to do as far as other instruments, or you know, learning to do other things. You know, it's a great foundation. I encourage anybody to start with piano, but the recording thing was just, again, kind of serendipitous as well. I had a friend who had some equipment, and it was actually a little reel. It was like a four-track reel-to-reel, and just kind of went from there. You know, I got that when I was like 13, and finally made a jump to the digital age about, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. I kind of do everything backwards, but you know, I have a deep respect for analog, so. Actually, this album was actually digital, and it's so much easier with the technology we have these days. But anyhow, yeah, that's pretty much how I began my thing. Was just, you know, I had parents that were definitely wanted me to be involved with music, and I was fortunate to have that. So.
And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
Well, actually, it began around the same time that I started trying to learn how to record music. So about, you know, 12 or 13, you know, obviously, growing up around that age, and I grew up in the 90s, so all my friends in school wanted to start a band, you know, everybody wanted to be in a band, so. But the songwriting was few and far between for most people my age. So I don't know. I just took to that, and you know, I'm around that time I started being influenced by other styles of music than just, you know, mainstream. You know, started listening to Americana. You know, people like Ryan Adams and Sunpole and Wilco, and then also getting into you know, more eclectic styles of music like, you know, Tool and Radiohead. So, not to say that my music reflects those influences, but nonetheless, they definitely did make an impact on what I, you know, my songwriting, you know, as far as, you know, the perspective I write from. You look at somebody from like Sunvolt, the Jay Farrar or Jeff Tweedy, those guys are definitely pretty introspective people, but at the same time, I really admire pop music, you know, and I try to write. My guitar player in my band, he was saying that my music is kind of like a walking a tightrope of surprise and familiarity, you know, and trying to maintain that both of those elements in songwriting. So.
And what kind of place do you think you're coming from as a songwriter?
Well, you know, I don't try to hide the fact that I'm convicted. You know, I'm definitely a spiritual being. You know, on a journey, just like everybody else. I feel like that's just my belief. It's not for everyone. But, I do feel like that resonates with a lot of people. You know, I think we're all trying to find our place and our niche in this world, and. You know, as I get older, I write from the perspective of identification rather than catharsis, you know. Even though, because I feel like they're kind of synonymous for me. I can't write, for myself without writing for someone else, you know, and vice versa. So, you know, I feel like it's very cathartic at the same time. I write with the angle of trying to be able to identify with other people, because I feel like that's paramount. You know, it's like the therapeutic value of an artist being able to identify with their listener is without parallel. You know. So.
But, and
you know, I always write the music first. You know, for some reason, rarely do I write lyrics first. I'm kind of like Elton John. I kind of wish I had a Bernie Taupin to. Kind of relate with sometimes, but somehow or another, man, sometimes these lyrics just kind of just fall in my lap, you know, take some of those songs off the album, I'm just kind of like defeat, I'm just kind of like, I don't know where those lyrics came from, but I'm glad they did.
Visit Nathan and his band at www.reverbnation.com/NathanSextonBand. From the CD Grave, here is the Nathan Sexton Band once again with Carry Me Over.
Dream.
Songs off of the album resonate for you the most, and why?
Well, I've kind of noticed that a lot of songwriters, you know, they, you know, sometimes you think you want to put your best songs first, but honestly, the album is kind of a journey in a way, man. And I hear a lot of people, and they'll say, you know, I like this song or I like that song off the album, you know. But the majority of the people that have, you know, purchased the album and listened to it and enjoy it, they've told me that they love to be able to listen to the album in its entirety. It has kind of a concept album, but it kind of has a flow to it, you know, not only lyrically but melodically as well. And that really gives me a lot of pride, because I know I've listened to a lot of concept albums, Pink Floyd or Marvin Gaye, and you know, I like that. You know, I'm tainted by an album, and you hear, you know, like one or two songs that you liked off of it. You know, the one maybe you heard on the radio, and then everything else you really didn't, you know, like that much. And being able to listen to an entire album and enjoy it was something that I really aspired to with my own music. But you know, there's one album that's one song on the album that's the piano track that's really cool and clever, kind of has a Ben Folds Fiona Apple kind of feel, and it's called I Said. I encourage people to listen to that. There's also one, if you're looking for something that has a little more lyrical weight, like I said earlier, the song Defeat talks a lot about you know, you're kind of reaching that event horizon in your life, and you know, out of that deep dark moment, you kind of find out a little bit more about who you are than you did before you got there. And so that's another good one as well.
Your build is the Nathan Sexton Band. Talk about the band and what you think each person brings to the table, not just musically but personality wise that makes it work.
Well, you know, I'm very privileged to have guys that are just, you know, really top-notch players. And at the same time, we really mesh, you know, personally as well. When I recorded this album, I was kind of in solitude, if you will, and just kind of still doing my own thing at that point, rather than, you know, trying to do the arduous task of making this a band work. But I had a guy reach out to me one night, and he said, if I could get some guys together to play your music, would you be interested in that? And I'm like, that's kind of a no-brainer, you know. But it just kind of evolved from there. I've got a drummer that graduated from the Percussion Institute of Technology in Atlanta, and my guitarist, he's graduated from the University of Miami, and our bass player is actually the chief engineer at one of the main studios in Atlanta here, and those guys are just Class A musicians, and we've toured a little bit. You know, we did a tour of the Southeast a couple of times this year, and we're planning on going back into the studio this winter and doing our next album, and hopefully have a successful year next year. So, support of the future.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the album Grave?
Well, you know, that's kind of a loaded question, because I could, as an artist, we can be egocentric at times, and I don't want to come across that way, but, you know, again, you know, the identification is paramount to me, because when I play live, that reciprocates, you know, and I get that feedback from the people that are there to hear the music. Even if they didn't come to hear us, a lot of times, you know, they'll leave, you know, with a, you know, a good taste in their mouth, you know, just thinking, I got, you know, we got our money's worth at the show. And, you know, by the same token, when they hear the album, I hope they feel the same way, that they got good quality music, and at the same time, they found, maybe on a deeper level, that can resonate with them. Because I know with a lot of, you know, influences that I have, you know, they can impact your life, you know. And you know, on a broader scale, you look at somebody like Dylan, and, you know, I don't want to have over expectations or anything, but, you know, some of these, you know, are the Doors, you know, it's like they changed the landscape, you know, and kind of made a, I don't know, you've heard like Soundtrack of Our Lives, you know, cliche, but, you know, I aspire for great things, I can admit that, and I'd like to be a lead one day, but, you know, for the time being, my goal is to keep it simple and just write really good music, and hopefully the listener can identify with what I'm sharing with them.
Visit Nathan and his band at www.reverbnation.com/NathanSextonBand. Here is the Nathan Sexton Band once more with the title track of their latest CD, Grave.
Tip my hat to the ones who suffer, raise my glass to those who came before me, and I won't close my eyes on those who died before their time. For you follow me to my grave. Will you follow me to my grave? You follow me to my grave. Whoa.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Nathan Sexton and to Rob DeBrilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit Nathan and his band at www.reverbnation.com/NathanSextonBand. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.